And that was Evening by Tops from the album Tender Opposites. Before that, we were listening to Leonard Cohen's song Going Home off of his recent album Old Ideas. Next up, we have Ryan with Sounds of the City. That's on the next hour, I hope. I hope if he gets here. and for now, I'll be going to be playing Valentine by Fiona Apple off of the Idler Wheel album.
You didn't see my Valentine. I sent it via pantomime. While you were watching someone else, I stared at you and cut myself. That's all I'll do, 'cause I'm not free. Fugitive too dull to flee. I'm amorous but out of reach. There's still life drawing of a peach. I'm a tulip and a cup. I stand no chance of growing up. I've made my peace, I'm dead, I'm done. I watch you live to have my fun. I root for you. I love you. You, 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 you. I root for you. I love you. You, 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 you. I made it to a dinner date. My teardrop seasoned every plate. I tried to dance but lost my nerve. I cramped up in the learning curve.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the next episode of Sounds of the City Radio. You're here with your host, Rain. Sorry, we're just running a little bit late because buses tend to take some time to get here. But I am happy I'm here. And thanks for listening to my show, Sounds of the City, a show dedicated to promoting upcoming live concerts. I will stop talking because I have a lot of wicked concerts to present to you guys today. And also, today's a very special show because we're going to be giving out a pair of tickets. I got a pair of tickets to give out to the band Holy Other, and they're playing tomorrow night at Fortune Sound Club. And I also have a pair of tickets to give out to the band Fink, who's playing at the Media Club on this Tuesday, October 7th. But I don't have a pair of tickets to give out to Xavier Rudd, which is playing on November 15th at the Commodore Ballroom. But I do have a little beautiful song queued up for you guys to listen to. And this one, it's an oldie from Xavier Rudd. He's playing October 15th and 16th at the Commodore Ballroom. So you have two nights to check him out if you liked. This one's called Choices. You're listening to it on Sounds of the City Radio here at CRTO 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Leave me down to rest a while. I'm feeling cold, cold to the bones. Lay me down so I can fly, fly, fly. Dragonfly buzzing by. These flowers in the sunshine warming me up to the bones, lifting me up so I can fly. She says there's nothing to be said, nothing to be gained from the winds that blow today. And all you have is time, walking down this line, no trusted preservatives of life. You have what you have, what you have is for you and the future of your child. And look, there's a full moon, I'm looking at you. Choices, you've been warm, you've been cold. Choices, you've been warm, you've been cold. Choices, you've been warm, you've been cold. Choices, choices. This line, no crooked from preservatives of life. You have what you have is for you, for the future of your child. Look, there's a full moon, I'm looking at you. Choices, you've been warm, you've been cold. Choices, you've been warm. Thank you.
or something like that, it kind of adds something to it, I think.
But is it, like, when I watch your videos and I see you performing with other musicians, but do you consider yourself, is Passenger a band, or would you consider yourself a singer-song man with a guitar only?
Yeah, I think I am Passenger now. I've morphed.
You've morphed into it.
But, yeah, like, you know, I love collaborating with other people, and sometimes I do put a band together. So it kind of lends itself to being whatever it is at the time, you know. But generally, yeah, it's a solo project.
So as a solo artist who, you started busking in order to continue working in this field. As you know, CITR is a community radio station, so we have a lot of up-and-coming musicians, and we try to promote a lot of local artists. And one question everyone always has is, how do you do it? How can you pursue what you love when what you love doesn't necessarily make money?
You know, it's the age-old question in music, and, you know, people, rightfully so, are even more worried about it now that no one's really buying records, and it's, you know, that whole recorded revenue is even harder than it ever was. For me, you know, busking really worked, and I've been able to fund all my albums and touring from it. And I think it's just a case of finding whatever it is for you, whether it's busking or writing jingles or something on the side, which ideally is still involved in music, you know, so you are able to give 100% of your time and energy to music. I think that's a really hard thing, because I used to work in other jobs just to try and make money, and you know, I was a chef for a few years, and you know, doing 50 hours of kitchen work a week and then coming home, and the idea of writing a song just makes you want to throw up, you know. So I think it's really important to try and find a way of doing music the whole time, you know. I think that's when things really start to happen for you.
So you started busking in around Australia, all across the streets, and then now tonight you're playing at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre, which I should remind you, it is the biggest venue, a seated venue that we have in this entire city. How do you compare? And then on your website, you're like, I'm going to go back to busking. I'm like, I'm going to go back and find another place to busk. How do you compare the two in performance? Like, you obviously love busking. Which one do you like more?
They're very different things. I think, you know, busking, there's a real buzz to it, because you turn up in a city and you go and play on the street, and you generally reach people who don't necessarily go seek out new music and seek out gigs. You know, they're just people on their lunch break walking past, and you know, it's such a buzz when you develop a crowd and when people are buying CDs or whatever, and it's you know, and it's great to think that actually you've kind of generated all that on your own. You know, you haven't relied on promoters and agents and everybody else. You've just gone out on the street and generated something, which is great. But I mean, playing shows, especially of these size, the buzz is just incredible, and it's so exciting in another way. But yeah, I guess a very different style of performance. You know, it's the busking is very relaxed. You know, you can play for as long as you want. You can play any song that pops into your head. Whereas with a gig, you know, it's slightly more structured. But I, to be honest, love both of them for different reasons.
But your latest album came out with a record deal. Wasn't independent anymore.
I licensed this album to Network over here. So it's not, I don't know, it's difficult to explain, but it's not like signing a record deal. It's just for this one record, and they are helping market it and taking it to radio and all that kind of stuff.
And do you plan on staying independent for as long as your career takes you, like if you become as big as Bob Dylan?
I don't know, man. Like I think, you know, for me, up until recently, it hasn't made sense to go with the label, because either I haven't had an offer from someone who was right or whatever. But it gets to the stage where, you know, it's getting bigger and bigger, and I, you know, up until very recently, it's just me and my manager doing everything. And it gets to that stage where you just need a bit of help, actually. So Network have been fantastic. You know, they're big enough to be taken seriously, and small enough to still feel really, really personal, and I get on with them all really well. And so, you know, I'm definitely not anti-labels. I'm definitely not anti-industry. I think it just has to be, you know, those decisions have to be made for the right reasons.
Well, they got you in contact with me, so I'm appreciative of that.
This is good news.
That is very good news. This is one question I ask from all the artists that I speak to. There was a moment in your life, or better yet, was there a moment in your life where you were a kid and something happened and you're like, music is what I want to do with the rest of my life? Was there that idea, was that sentence there in your head, or did you just not, were you always born with, I always knew I was going to become a musician?
I don't remember a specific moment where I thought, yeah, this is it.
Like, you heard a Celine Dion song, you're like, wow, it's just fantastic.
Yeah, it's all Celine Dion. If it wasn't for Celine, I wouldn't be here.
You wouldn't be here.
I think, to be honest, I never really applied myself at school too much, and I got to sort of 15, 16, and all I wanted to do was write songs and play, and it just became really obvious that it was something I wanted to pursue. And I think I've never really had a plan B, you know. It's always just been, I'll do music, whatever that means, whether that means I'm, you know, sleeping in hostels and living pretty rough, or, you know, if it goes really well, whatever. But I committed to music a long time ago, and it's something that I'll hopefully do for the rest of my life, you know.
Rock and roll. Who are you playing with tonight, like on your stage?
I'm playing solo tonight, but I'm supporting Ed Sheeran, and also there's this Belgian singer songwriter called Cécile Assou, who's wonderful as well. So it's a good show.
You seem like a happy guy. You seem like you're very happy with what you're doing.
Yeah.
But your songs are tearjerkers, man.
Yeah.
They can, like, how does that work?
I think it's a really great outlet for that side of things. You know, I think if I didn't write songs, I'd probably be less chirpy than I am. I also write a couple, you know, some funnier sort of tongue-in-cheek songs as well. And I don't know, I think actually writing sad songs, you know, all of my favorite songs are sad songs. There's just something about lyrics and music that fits so beautifully into that tone and that frame of mind. But yeah, I mean, a few people have asked me that before. Like, I think they kind of expect me to be some sort of
depressed,
miserable dude. But,
just this guy crying, walking down the street.
Exactly. You don't understand.
Yeah. And that was my interview with Mike Rosenberg from Passenger.
Lost about a Liberty City, burn it to the ground.
CITR 101.9 and Union Events are proud to be showcasing several excellent punk bands at the Vogue Theater this October 18th. They've got the Unlimited Creative and Passionate Less Than Jake. They've got the Infectious Hyperkinetic Real Big Fish. And to top it off, they're Unleashing Flatfoot 56, a band re-energizing the Celtic roots of hardcore punk. Tickets are available online at thevoguetheater.com for $28.50. But don't miss your chance to dance this October 18th at the Vogue Theater. It's going to be sick. CITR 101.9 and Union Events invite you to an intimate night at the Rio Theater with Adam Cohen on October 19th. His elegant and charismatic melodies are sure to set the right mood. So bring a loved one, sit back, and experience a beautifully romantic evening to make you fall in love all over again.
I know what you look like in the morning.
Tickets are available at unionevents.com or Ticketmaster for only $30. So remember to save the date and enjoy the classic atmosphere of the Rio Theater with Adam Cohen. Nothing on but the
radio. And welcome back to CITR Radio. You're here with your host, host of Sounds of the City. My name is Rain, and it is just halfway past the hour. Hold on. Sorry, I had to do a little bit of a cough. And, yep, you can check out Adam Cohen October 19th, or you can also check out Mr. Leonard Cohen on November 12th. Yes, I said it. He is back with more great tunes. And he just recently, in this past summer, he released his latest album called Old Ideas, and it's filled with 10 differently wicked tunes. A couple years ago, I don't know the exact details of this story. You can find more about it on the official Wikipedia page, I guess. But Leonard Cohen's manager kind of effed him over and took away all of his money. And because of that, he wasn't planning on touring anymore, but because of that, he went flat broke and he had to start touring again. So in all honesty, thank you, Mr. Jackass Manager, or Mrs. Jackass Manager, because if it wasn't for you, I would probably be sitting at home on November 12th watching Psytrance filmed or something. I don't know. I would do something else. I wouldn't be at the Leonard Cohen concert, but that's where I plan to be this November 12th. Leonard Cohen, he's going to be playing at Rogers Arena, and I'm going to play you one from his latest album. It's called Show Me the Place. But before I actually press the cue button, remember, write the number down. Do you have a pen and paper with you? Because I'm going to be giving out a bunch of pair of tickets in the next half hour, and you're going to love me for doing so. out. So if you have a pen and paper with you, you write down the number 604-822-2487. We have a pair of tickets to get out to the Fink Show on this Tuesday at the Media Club and to a Holy Other at Fortune Sound Club tomorrow night. But for now, here is Show Me the Place off of Leonard Cohen's latest album, Old Ideas. You're listening to it on Sounds of the City on Sounds of the City on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Your slave to go. Show me the place I've forgotten, I don't know. Show me the place where my head is bending low. Show me the place where you want your slave to go. Show me the place, help me roll away the storm. Show me the place, I can't move this thing alone. Show me the place where the word became a man. Show me the place where the suffering began. The troubles came, I saved what I could save. A thread of light, a particle away. But there were chains, so I hastened to behave. There were chains, so I loved you like a slave. Show me the place where you want your slave to go. Show me the place I've forgotten, I don't know. Show me the place where my head is bending low. Show me the place where you want your slave to go.
Sounds of the City Radio. The song we just heard was Show Me the Place by Leonard Cohen off of his latest album, Old Ideas. Once again, he's going to be playing at the Rogers Arena on November the 12th. What a beautiful voice, man. The older he gets, the more bassier his voice gets. And yeah, if I had to sleep with one guy in the world, it would probably be him. He's probably the sexiest dude I've ever met. And I actually have met him because last time he was in Vancouver, he sold out to 20,000 people at Rogers Arena. I couldn't afford it then. I can barely afford it now. But I didn't get a chance to go see him that show. And I'll keep this quick. I didn't get a chance to see him that show. And the next day, I was walking by the library. And I see a man that looks identical to him. And I passed by him. I was like, no, it can't be. So I turn around and I follow him. I don't follow him that long. I just follow him for a bit. And I see him just staring at the library, at the architecture of the library. He's enjoying that. And I go up to him. I'm like, I'm sorry. Are you who I think you are? And then the second he says, yes, I am, with his voice, I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. I just creamed my pants. But it's Leonard Cohen. What are you going to do? And he was just walking around enjoying the library. And then I said, thank God you were born. And then that was it. That was my entire conversation with Mr. Leonard Cohen. And then he walked away and no one knew who he was. He just passed by everyone just as a lonely walker. It was actually quite interesting to see or follow, whatever you want to call it. I didn't follow him that long. It was only like, 45 minutes. Anyhow, carrying on with the rest of my show on November 7th at the Rio Theater is definitely proud to host Mr. Hoxley Workman, and he's going to be playing at the Rio Theater this November 7th. I want to play you one, which is one of my personal favorites. It's called Smoke Baby. I want you guys to listen to this, and I've had a lot of good memories with this. Not that you need to know about that, but it's still a beautiful song to listen to. It's about doing cocaine in Montreal. Enjoy.
Underclothes, you and I go to smoke. I call you in just before the storm begins. Your last breath of smoke you let out in the room. It makes a cloud like the grayest perfect blue. Oh, smoke, baby, more alcohol, baby. Cocaine in Montreal and back out on the plane, baby. An early flight will leave and comes and the daylight turns and runs. As the sun is setting, you'll be betting I'll be getting through. I'll find a payphone, babe, and take some time to talk to you. I'll smoke, baby, more alcohol, baby. Cocaine in Montreal and back. This close to hell. All this rock and roll, baby, only time will tell. But we're young now, having fun now, on the time now, get around now, it's fine for now, but someday we'll settle down. But not now, baby, smoke, baby, smoke.
The song you just heard was by Canada's very own Hoxley Workman. That was a song called Smoke Baby. It's an oldie. And once again, he's going to be playing at the Radio Theater on November the 7th. But carrying on with the rest of the show, I only have like 20 minutes left and I want to try to get here as much as I possibly can. Holy Other, as I said, is going to be playing tomorrow night at Fortune Sound Club. And I am giving out a pair of tickets to see the show. So if you guys have a phone number in handy, you can call the number 604-822-2487 and win a pair of tickets to see the show. I want to play you one song. It's called Year Love. Once again, it's 604-822-2487. If you want to take a date out tomorrow night at Fortune Sound Club, call me now.
Thank you.
And you just heard the song Your Love by Holy Other. Once again, they're going to be playing tomorrow night at Fortune Sound Club. And congratulations to Nina P for winning a pair of tickets to go see Holy Other at Fortune Sound Club tomorrow night. Make note that the doors are, it's an early show and doors are at 8 p.m. And I think the show ends at 4:11 p.m. And afterwards, I think the venue turns into a club night. But yeah, make sure you're there for 8 p.m. And sorry if you didn't get a chance to call in and win a pair of tickets to the show, because it's going to be a blast of a show. And Nina is going to take a date out tomorrow night to see the event. But carrying on with the rest of my show, I still have like another 10 minutes left. And on November 30th, I am very happy to announce that Vancouver's very own Delhi to Dublin, a mixture of Celtic groovy Bengali band. How can I best pronounce this? How can I best describe this? I can't. So I'll play you another song off of their latest release, which they just released a couple months ago. It's called Turn Up the Stereo. And I'm actually going to play you the title track, Turn Up the Stereo. And you're listening to it on Sounds of the City Radio. And then we'll be back. And if we have time, I'll give out a pair of tickets to see the Fink Show on Tuesday night if you're interested. But for now, this is Delhi to Dublin with Turn Up the Stereo.
And now, for our more dreadful sacrifice.
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Saturday night here at CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human with me, Gareth Moses. I'll be playing a selection of wonderful electronic music from a strange parallel universe. I hope you can join me between 8 and 9, and do remember to bring your jetpack. I'll see you then.
welcome back to Sounds of the City Radio. That was the last song we heard was Our House, and prior to that we heard Turn Up the Stereo from the album Turn Up the Stereo by Delhi to Dublin. Once again, Delhi to Dublin will be playing at the Commodore Ballroom on November 30th. It's a little bit miles away, but you gotta be prepared and plan for that stuff. You can buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com. But I got like 3-4 minutes left and I want to give out another pair of tickets. Why not? Because Fink is coming to town this Tuesday night and he's going to be playing a show at the Media Club. And if you can call in 604-822-2487, I'll give you a pair of tickets to go see Fink on a chill Tuesday night. You can place to take a date just like the other Holy Other show, but this is going to be a little bit more chill. It's not really an electronic crazy party. But 604-822-2487, I want to play you one by Fink, and this one's called This Is The Thing. You're listening to it on Sounds of the City.
I don't know if you notice anything. It's getting dark and it's getting cold and the nights are getting long. I don't know if you even notice at all that I'm long gone, babe, I'm long gone. And the things that keep us apart keep me alive, and the things that keep me alive keep me alone. I don't know if you notice anything missing, like the leaves on the trees or my clothes all over the floor. And I don't know if you even notice at all, 'cause I was real quiet when I closed the door. And the things that keep us apart keep me alive. The things that keep me alive keep me alone. Anything different? And I don't know if you even notice at all. And I don't know if you notice anything.
Fink with This Is The Thing. Congratulations to Vanessa B for winning a pair of tickets to see the show on this Tuesday night. Once again, he's going to be playing at the Media Club. I am a little bit over, but I'm just going to play you one last song, and then you're going to get to Dorothy with Stereo Blues. And I want to play you one song by BC's Victoria's very own Kai Tammy, former member of Delhi to Dublin, which I just played. And this one, she's going to be playing October 18th at the Pit Pub right downstairs beneath us. And we're going to be giving out a pair of tickets to that show next week and the week after. So I want you to listen to one. This one's called Lotus. And then we'll be back with Dorothy from Stereo Blues. Thank you so much for listening to Sounds of the City Radio. Make sure you like us on Facebook, Sounds of the City Music. And until next time, keep it safe. And this one's Kaitami with the song Lotus Land.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?